your mother and father didn't just plain old tell you the absolute truth and give you the instruction book of life, you see? Whatever they may have told you, you've presumably found out since, is just the mythology given to children to bring them up to observe socially expected behaviors and so forth. As a description of reality, it has nothing more to do with that than the myths of Santa Claus and so on, you see? Real religion is something you must enter into most profoundly and consciously when you have achieved the age of discrimination. However early that is, or late, until then, myths do, because all you require is some consolation and some sense of what you're supposed to do, basically. In other words, mummery instructions is all you require. And that's all of religion you require or get, typically. You really don't want to ask any more questions than that, you see? You just want to know what the consoling belief system is, and you don't want to ask questions beyond a point. See? Your parents didn't know it any more than anyone before them. It's just a pattern. A complex human pattern is cycling along, making use of the human-born bodily entities. And it's not that anybody has accounted for anything whatsoever, not really. There's myths, stories, all kinds of thumping, you know, this is the way it is kind of stuff, but we're fine, we'll examine it and see. If it is, it's great, and if it isn't, then it isn't. And that's flat the way it is, you see? So, if something is proposed to be the truth and divine and so forth, good, consider it. Truly so. And so, see what it comes to, what it amounts to. In that case, in that event, having achieved a capability of intelligent discrimination, in other words, having differentiated yourself from everything and everyone, so that now you can look at everything as a kind of abstraction and figure it out. And in fact, you must, because you put yourself into a box just to be able to get into this position to figure everything out. Where you have to figure everything out, you see? Because you don't know anything. So consciousness seems to be here to, in order to get to know things, you see? But that's just the game. Consciousness doesn't know anything more after you learn everything in your entire lifetime than consciousness knew when you were born. I mean, you go to sleep every night. You, consciousness in the sleep state, is not changed one iota from today's experience in the waking state. Not one iota. Not in the slightest is consciousness itself changed. You're established in it, certainly in deep sleep every day. There's nothing in it. It's not bothered, it's not worried. There's no pain, there's no distress, there's no dilemma. There's just blissful freedom from all conditions, all limitations, all objects. Not yet most perfect realization, because what is consciousness must be realized. It is a profound taste in the midst of every day, a bit of the law every day. Poor man's enlightenment comes for free. Every day, whatever he or she will make of it. A bit of it. The ability to step outside of it. The ability... The fourth corner for the rat, for the ego. There is a way out. You don't sleep every day. There's a way beyond even in every moment, but nonetheless, your ordinary ego life has its passage of sleep each day, usually. And is refreshed not only physically, but refreshed by release from all objects. All patterns, therefore. So the disposition within which experiences are arising is constantly refreshed, at least to that degree, constantly refreshed, as to its actual position. Otherwise there'd be no difference made by experience. It would just accumulate more and more and more and more and more. It would be no discrimination, no ability to be beyond it. You see? Sleep gives the separation, makes the difference, you see. It's inherent discrimination, not mental discrimination.